News headline flash. Spiders inspire new digital camera technology. The way the jumping spiders view polarized light has led Japanese scientists to improve the lens capacity of digital cameras. It's true. Jumping spiders have the most advanced eyes in the microcosm. They can actually see with binocular vision, just like human beings. Now, it's okay if you don't like spiders. A lot of people don't. Hey everyone, this is E. Emmett Brady, the host and creator of the Insect News Network, and it's okay if you don't like spiders. A lot of people don't. Arachnophobia is often listed in the top five phobias anywhere on the planet. I, for one, however, am not an arachnophobe. In fact, I love spiders, and a lot of people do as well. On this episode of The Inn, we take a look at the world of octopods, the arachnids that spin webs in our world and in our imagination. Spiders are our protectors, our tricksters, and our mystical prognosticators. They keep us safe from the hordes of insects that eat our food and drive us mad with their incessant biting and buzzing. Within the proper context, people shouldn't be afraid when there are spiders around. They should be afraid when the spiders aren't. On this 30th episode of the Insect News Network, there are no hexapod headlines. Instead, we get a field report from our correspondent, Jared Heifetz, from the Tattoo Expo West in San Francisco. Jared tells us about the compelling and contradictory reasons why people have spider and bug tattoos. It's fascinating stuff. And on future shows, I will feature new segments where I want to hear what you think and how you feel about spiders and insects and their connection to human beings. The segments are called In Your Words, where I play your stories on the air, and Ask Me About the Microcosm, where you can call in and we can talk about anything that's on your mind or maybe that's bugging you. To listen to the complete eight-legged revelations, visit insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 30 in the search bar. That's #30. And remember, the Insect News Network is not just about the bugs, it's about us. So, until we meet again, keep in mind this American Quaker saying, if you want to live and thrive, let the spider run alive. Imagine that.